8RRD Mobile monitoring.
Kilo Charlie 9 Tango India Hotel on station.
WD8BX Mobile 14714, good morning.
WD8BX KI7QMD here, good morning.
Well, good morning, sir. Sounds like you've made it a lot further north than I have. Although, I'm not going north today. I'm just working in drivers.
Yeah, I've been getting some early starts these days. I'm talking to you from the 1-9 right now.
Hey, there you go. There you go. You know, it comes with the title boss. Right, boss?
I don't know. Is anybody ever really in charge of anything?
Well, that all depends on who you ask. There's some people that think they're in charge of everything and actually have no authority at all. So, you know. And then there's people like me that don't want any authority at all because I don't want the headache that goes along with it.
Oh, I do not blame you. People are the hardest part of business. I still regret not just staying on the road and fixing machines. It's a lot easier life.
I hear you. I've had my share of being the boss and being in charge, and yeah, that's just not my life. I like being the grunt. I like being going to work, doing what I got to do, and going home and being able to put it down and say, okay, now I don't have to worry about it until tomorrow. I mean, there's days, but 90% of the time it's not any issue.
Yeah, I have a lot easier time arguing with a machine. I always win. Oh, boy. So, off to the office today. You got a big build project going on?
No, actually, a pretty quiet next couple of days. First truck I've got an old canine unit that they're taking all apart and putting the seats back in it. That's my job this morning into this afternoon. And then load up for next week. Tomorrow I'm going to go repair a light bar. And then once that's done, start on next week's project. So, over in the unit. I'll be over in the unit pretty much Friday through part of next week.
Ah, so you'd be up north during that time. Ah, that's not bad. Oh, it's good to have variety. I am happy for you. It's fun when you can get out and go see different things. I used to have a blast traveling all over the world, seeing all different kinds of factories and machinery and things like that. It was kind of cool.
That it would be. I'm stuck in my own little world over here, so does that count?
Oh, yeah. You got a big backyard to play in. Hell, you make trips to the UP. That's a hike from where you're at. It's a little more interesting when you travel by ground. I played around with paint tinting machines a little bit when I was in Arizona, and got a lot of windshield time. It's kind of fun. You get to see a lot.
Yeah, that's actually my preference. I love driving. I love being out on the road and doing that kind of thing. So. I did a little bit of it yesterday. I had to drive all the way up to Sheboygan to tell a customer their equipment is out of date, unrepairable, they need to have it replaced. And it's failing, and it's a pretty important piece of part of their equipment, so we'll see what happens there.
I'm sure they're not too happy. I know how it is when important shit breaks around me, so it's no fun.
Well, the big thing is basically I've had this piece of equipment probably since late 90s, early 2000s when they first started the 800 system. So it's not like they didn't get their money out of it. It's just finally to a point it's like, okay.
Yep, kind of like that Windows computer that the processor just can't handle the new software. you gotta move on. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's good. The fog is lifting. Is it still lingering down south there? I just dropped the big hill down into the valley here, and it's a lot clearer than it was yesterday.
It was pretty rough yesterday. Like I said, I worked up in Sheboygan, and I thought, you know, I'm going to go down through Petoskey and work my way down that way to go back home. And, yeah, it was, there were several very long stretches of next to zero visibility. You know, you maybe see the nose of your vehicle, but that's about it.
Yeah, that can make for some fun. Oh, look! There's train engines here in Boyne City. Who the heck is this? They're blue. They're big. Great Lakes Central Railroad. Wow, I don't normally see these tracks getting used. But, well, they're not really getting used. They're just sitting here. But I would love to take them for a ride. I haven't driven a train engine yet. That'd be fun.
That makes two of us. That would be fun. How about this? You and I go commandeer and we'll go for a ride. And granted, it's not like you're going to be able to outrun anybody.
Well, even better than that, there's two engines coupled together. We could uncouple them, and then we could both have our own.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. We have to go south, though. I don't think that line goes much further than Wapakoski. After you get up there, there really is nowhere else to go. So if you want to enjoy the ride as long as you can, go south.
Yeah, south is good. It makes it kind of hard to have a race, though, when you're on a railroad track, because you really can't get around the other person.
Just make sure the person that's in front of the direction you're headed doesn't have any fear of going back. Hi. Oh, heck. All right, well, this repeater's going to lose me here shortly, so I just have a good day, and we will chat with you later, my friend.
You have an amazing Thursday. 73, KI7, QMD Mobile. Back to listening.
73, WDADX, QMD 1486.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Rick. Alpha Charlie Delta Golf, also on Petoskey.
Good morning, Jim. Did you say you were in Petoskey?
No, using the 1-9 repeater. Sorry, to clarify.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I was confused there for a minute, but I think Jeff was on the that linked repeater that's out in Northport area or wherever you guys are. I would think that's where he was talking from, or maybe downtown. I don't know. I actually don't have that frequency. I was surprised I don't have it programmed.
Yeah, he was on the Lake Leelanau one, but that's okay. Hey, well, you gave me a chuckle this morning. When you argue with yourself, you always win. That made my day.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Yeah. Did you catch the part where Jeff and I were thinking about taking a couple of railroad engines for a ride? we were contemplating that for a bit, but he's way down south, so I figured I'd just pass that thought.
You know, I've always called myself an engineer, and yet I've never driven a train either.
Yeah, and think about all the technology changes on the trains since the dark ages when they were running from steam. But, yeah, there's a couple of pretty blue ones up in Boyne Valley here, sitting on the nothing yet. You know, I kind of pride myself on the things that I've driven. That's kind of my, if I was ever going to get a tattoo, it would be little teeny pictures of all the things I've driven. Train's not in there yet. I want to drive a tower crane too, but last time I went on a construction site and talked to the foreman, he wouldn't let me up there. So, but that'd be kind of fun.
It just reminds me of Tim Allen on Home Improvement. More power. Ooh, ooh. You know, he was driving, a lawnmower or supercharged something, riding a lawnmower. I always got a charge out of operating steam plants where you get to open a valve and you're controlling in excess of 30,000 horsepower.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. My father was a stationary operating engineer. Basically, he was qualified to run the steam plant. He was a superintendent of buildings at Rhode Island School for the Deaf for quite a while. But he had a bunch of boilers under his control. He actually took one apart and rebuilt it, rebricked it and everything else, showed the guys how to rebuild the boiler. But, that's a fun thing. You know, the old asylum down in Traverse City has a real, real nice boiler building out there, and it makes me sad that they've restored some of the hospital part of it, but boy, if they restored that boiler building, that'd be a beautiful thing.
You know, back until about 20 years ago, downtown Traverse City, what they now call the green space or the open space or whatever, they had a power plant down there, and the steam turbine was behind a glass wall, so as you walked by it from the outside, you could see this huge red steam engine. It was really pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah. Yeah, big equipment's fun. I got to tour a dam in Colorado and go down and watch the turbine shaft turning, things like that, and get to crawl around all the different nooks and crannies in that dam. It was kind of cool. But I love industrialized things, old factory buildings and industrial equipment, stuff like that. It's really cool. That's where architecture and engineering start to blend together.
I have to laugh when you mention architecture and engineering. You know, when I lived down in Chicago, some of the power plants down there were real show places. They actually had Italian tile on some of the as subway tiles, you know, on the floors and the walls. They were gorgeous.
Oh, I know. It's cool stuff. I could just sit and stare at things like that for hours and look at all. There's actually a lot of detail in those kinds of structures. I'm always impressed when I go downtown Traverse City. We go to Bubba's Burger for breakfast there a lot, and across the street from Bubba's is I think it's either a pump station or some kind of substation, and the building is beautiful. It's all that old architecture and old designs on it. It's just really cool.
Yeah, that's food for thought there. Sometimes they can blend architecture and functionality. Form meets function. Was that Frank Lloyd Wright who said a good architect matches form and function?
Yep, Yeah, he was a pretty sharp guy. He also, a lot of the building he did, he tried to use local materials and out in Arizona, Taliesin was built with basically desert sand was the mix he used for the cement to build the thing. It was kind of neat. As a result, it blends into the environment, too. It's kind of cool. But, it's always been a thing, factories and buildings like that. They're always cool. I was over in Ireland just recently, driving through the countryside. We came up on an estate, and the entrance had a stone building structure, and a lot of the wood was gone out of it. But the design was beautiful, and you know, when we started looking into it, it was actually a mill, and it looked like there was a residence within that mill. It almost looked like a gatehouse at first, but when you really start looking at it, it probably was someone's original home on a stream, and they had it set up as a mill with a residence in there, but the remnants of wood that was left there was really ornate. Some of the structural parts of it, you know, reminded me a lot of the old post and beam work.
Yeah, I always liked, he was actually a furniture designer also, so I liked where he made a lot of built-in furnishings in his homes. But with that, sir, I'm going to let you drive. ACADG here, going over to Mr. Coffee to start the day. Right now it's sunny, but I heard by midnight tonight, uh-oh.
Yeah, more wet stuff. Okay, well, you enjoy Mr. Coffee. I have my thermal cup here. I'm gonna partake in a few sips myself. So, 73, Jim, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and thanks for helping me on my ride north. KI7QMD, back to listening.
GW.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
W here in Indian River.
Morning, Rod. How's it going up there?
Hey, I didn't catch the call when you signed in because I had the volume down.
Yeah, Rod, it's Drake, NADMH.
Good morning, good afternoon. Yeah, it's not afternoon yet. Where am I? I'm home. Yeah, here I am. Oh, boy. Anyhow, I've had too much coffee, I think. So, I've been out here in the ham shack ever since 6 this morning. I've been playing on HF, so. But it's going to be a beautiful day today.
Yeah, it sure is. It's going to be 85 degrees down here. Going to have to break out the air conditioner.
Conditioner, yeah. My ham shack is out here in the barn, away from the house and away from the other disturbances, so. And so, I do have, you know, it's a nice little office room here in my barn, and I got a nice heater on the wall heater, winter time, but I do have a floor AC that vents to the outside window, and I need to put that in. With the weather turning good now, I'm definitely going to need it.
Yep. Yeah, I've been looking on Facebook Marketplace for cheap portable air conditioners because I live in an apartment now, and we've got horizontal sliding windows, so I can't use a normal, you know, typical window AC unit because our apartment is not air-conditioned. It's got baseboard heating, which definitely has an advantage in the wintertime because there's thermostats in each room, so we can have each room be its own temperature or whatever, so we can save energy that way. But in the summertime, it's going to be interesting. I prepared for the heat today by turning on all the fans and leaving them on while I'm gone, but keeping the windows closed so the heat doesn't get in, because it was nice and cool in there when I left, so see how it goes. But Yeah, it's, let's see, we're definitely in spring, and we're definitely almost seeing summer temperatures.
This air conditioner that I got from my office, is like 10 by 12 with a 9-foot ceiling. This outside window, it's a vertical window that slides over to the left, you know, the AC I got, it's just on the floor, it's got wheels on it, you can push it around. When you hook it up, it's got a big fat hose that goes to it, to a vent that you put up in your window, and slide your window up to it, and then secure it so it doesn't open up again, you know. And I got it at Walmart, and I don't know, man. Oh, I've had it about five or six years now, and it works great. And it really cool off my whole barn. My barn is 32 by 48, and but I just use it for the office here. I don't let it get out into the main part of the barn. It keeps it nice and cool in here in the summer, and that's good because I got a amplifier here that I use on H. Man, if I didn't have the AC in here, I wouldn't be able to use that amp, because that amp puts out a lot of heat when you're sitting there in a hot day, so.
Yeah, real good there, Rod. I gotta let you go. I got a phone call here on the work phone, so I gotta go answer that. I'll be right back, though. Any teammates?
A few more minutes. WG8W. Work first. See you later.
Afternoon. I don't know, we may be on the edge of it up here where there's risk of severe weather, maybe some large hail and tornadoes, but yeah, looks like some sunshine today anyway, but man, is it muggy. You can tell that dew points are really high today.
Hey, gentlemen, it's in there. Can you give us your location?
Yeah, my QTH is Traverse City, just up here in the northern part of Michigan. I didn't get your QTH there, but go ahead. KB5 DJO.
Okay, very good. Well, I'm in a little town called Springport, Michigan right now. I'm at work. I'm sitting here in a truck waiting on my amphitheater to come back. But I picked this up for a company. I got a tank on this truck. And I fill the amphitheater, heat out spray, and oh, it's burned down. We got 120 feet of boom in that rig, and he's out killing weeds in these farmers' fields. That's all I'll do. I sit here in a truck and wait for him to come back. It takes me about 12 minutes to load him, and I probably can sit here for an hour. But you find I'm going to Dayton. I'm headed down to Dayton today. As soon as I get out of work, I'm all through down to Dayton. Be down there Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, good place to go. Definitely good place to go. Yeah, be careful around those herbicides. Nothing to mess around with. You know, long-term and long-term exposure, it's definitely not a good bill of health. So, yeah, if they're spraying, if the wind gets up or drip comes in, you got to be really careful. So watch out for that. But, yeah, you don't want to end up with cancer or leukemia. It's herbicides are nothing to mess around with. I've had two or three farmhands that ended up with that, and it's just it never had a good ending. So just watch your exposure to it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, we definitely do. I don't get anywhere near the stuff. We wear rubber gloves when we fill the applicator and everything. So that's a fifth season with this company. I'm retired. That's a seasonal job. These are worth dealing with in 3 to 4 months every year in the spring. This is what we do. And I'll probably be done this year by the end of June. I may work a couple weeks into July. I don't want to, but I might. I haven't made up my mind yet. But the season started to dwindle down, but the work's not. We are pretty busy down here right now. Once we get done the burn down, we're going to go over and switch over to that spraying beans. And that's what will be on the rest of the season, probably just spraying beans for weeds. That's about all we do. And I work with the crop applicator here in the company. He knows what he's doing, so. Yeah, all right, go ahead and pick it up, Ryan. KCAQVS.
I'm just having fun. I'm enjoying just listening. We're just cruising down the road here. Yeah, it's a beautiful day. There's a few little clouds out there. Cumulus clouds. And they're stacked up pretty good. They look good. Hopefully it's clear up the straits. Looks like it might be a little cloudy up there. So I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I got that hard line too. Looks like maybe 80 to 100 foot, possibly. So, cool. Yeah, I'm running through the 7-4 repeater here in the Michigan area. So I guess so that's what we're hitting you on there, Mark. And you got Ryan. I haven't talked to the other guy there. I can't write your call sign down, but you got Ryan here, KATY. And I heard you're in Traverse City. So it was good talking to you and me. So I put your name there, and I'll see if I've talked to you before. I'm up in Traverse City yet. Talked to you before.
Yeah, I think I've talked to you, Ryan, before. The handle here's Wayne, Whiskey Alpha, Yankee, Nora, Echo. But yeah, I think I've talked to you a few times when you've been up here in the Traverse area. Yeah, there's, you can see the cumulus building up to the south of us. Up here it's just mostly marine layer. And most of that is burned away. Some of those will probably be turning into cumulonimbus nimbus clouds here shortly, but yeah, it is really, really humid and kind of foggy still. A lot of humidity, you can really feel it, the temperature's rising, so perfect for the dew points, I guess, for those storms that'll be active late this afternoon through tonight. I guess there's a big warning out between 10, 11, 12 midnight is when they're expecting to roll through with quite a bunch, so we'll see what happens. Yeah, a little bit of interference there. I'm not sure if it's coming off the repeater side or off your side, but I could hear it momentarily, just a few times. Almost sounds like it was an IF interference problem coming from another radio or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm wondering, I'm getting a little bit of static with it. I'm wondering if they don't have it. I don't know much about the situation with the repeaters up here, if they got damaged. I'm assuming some of them did. There's a lot of ice damage up here, so, and I'm getting a little bit of popcorn bacon fry in there, a little bit on it. Normally, I don't, so, normally it's crystal clear from Gaylord all the way to just about, I think, Newberry. I think it's pretty clear all the way up, but it could be my antenna, too, is bad on my truck. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not real bad. I mean, just every now and then I can hear it. But yeah, you're right. Just a little bit of a pop every now and then. And it seems like right when there's a little pop, I can, it's like I'm hearing something off the back end. But I don't, like I said, I don't know if it's on your side or the duplexer side or the repeater or what's going on. But yeah, it's usually full quieting. It's usually not a problem. So could be any number of things, but it's nothing to be too worried about. It. You're coming in pretty quiet.
All right, go ahead, Mark. I'm gonna take a standby here. And thanks for jumping in there, Wayne. Mark, be careful out there and have fun. Try to have as much fun as you can, because when you get out, you're going to date. So, all right, I'll talk at you guys later. K-8-B-Y-S, northbound, 75. Be clear. Well, he must be snoozing. All right, Wayne, we'll catch you another time. Thanks for jumping in and riding with me. K-8-B-Y-S.
K-8-B-Y-S, KB-5, ZJO, Kilo Bravo 5, Zulu, Juliet, Oscar. We'll be listening. We're up here at the shop doing some radio programming, so we'll be around if you decide to jump back in or get bored there. We'll be on the side.
KF8 BPM is clear.
Alright, hearing it's mobile.
All right, consider it done. We're linked.
8 units.
All right, very good. Yeah, I just saw everything pop up, so you're all set.
All right, I'll have this one on in the 800.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and get a hold of Glenn and let him know, and he can send out an email.
Sounds good. 8 units.
I do.
Yeah. And I'm EMH for KCAVSU.
Go ahead, Toby.
Hey, can you get on that GMRS? Does anybody use that? If they do and they want to check in, the sky won't have them move over to the 462-600.
Not a whole lot of people who really use it. Everyone that's got the Munson GMRS has the 600.
Okay, well, if you hear them, move them over to there. I'll be monitoring that one.
Okay. Thank you, Rich.
You see, that's too portable.
Yeah, KDREH on the link. We will have an announcement here in about 5 minutes. There is a tornado watch in effect until 3 a.m. For about two-thirds of the northern lower peninsula. Actually, all of lower Michigan at this time. And we're going to go ahead and have an announcement here in about 5 minutes and get a net going. KDREH.
W8FIK, go ahead, sir.
Just looking to make sure my radio's working okay. I wasn't hearing anything up there.
Yeah, well, we're going to be probably getting Skywarn a little bit activated here due to some tornado watch coming in our area till 3 a.m., so I'll be over on GMRS.
I don't really care about that, so I got the Weather Channel going, but nice to know my radio is working. W8FIK, see ya.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu, looking for a sound check here.
Okay, why didn't you use the station calling? You're loud and clear.
Okay, thank you. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
KD8REH,
KD8REH, N8APX. KD8REH. KD8REH, N8APX. Got loud and clear, thank you.
N8NXP, copies.
Got you in there, Chuck. N8NXP, N8APX.
KD8YD. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee November Uniform Monitoring for Skywarn Dynasty.
N8APX, KD8REH.
Who are you calling there, Mike? N8APX.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike, N8APX.
Yeah, I was just letting you know I'm back on the station.
All right, copy that. I will get with you here in just a minute on something.
Okay, sounds good.
NADMA, should I hear you in there?
I just didn't know who Mike was calling.
I'm trying to get an alert out. We used to set off the tones. Can we do that, please, some way or another?
I don't have the capability to do that from here. I was able to do it off of Hackleberg, but I'm not able to reach that here from here anymore.
Okay, and I don't have anything DTMF on me at this present second, so I will have to go grab another radio here in a minute.
Hold on, I got a two-tone capable radio. I can send the tones if you want to make the announcement. Did you copy my last?
Any firm, we're over on 800. Attention all stations, attention all stations. The National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch, repeated tornado watch, for over half of our county watch area. That includes counties from as far north as Emmett County and down well below Grand Traverse, Manistee. At this time, we are conditioned green for Skywarn, so any Skywarn members that would like to participate with tonight's activities, just please stand by for further instruction and be ready.
New severe thunderstorm warning for Benzie County, Northern Michigan, and Manistee County until 10:45 p.m. Moving northeast at 60 mph wind gusts and penny-sized hail. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
All right, all stations, this is KDREH for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for Benzie County in northern lower Michigan. And at this time, we are in condition yellow. Condition yellow at this time. This is KDREH. Do we have any stations on frequency wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee, November, Uniform, downtown Mackinac, and Spotted Tree.
All right, was that Kilo Echo 8? Yankee November uniform?
That's from sir. That is the firm. Spotter Tree.
Okay, great. I got you in there. Any other stations?
Kilo Echo Whiskey Sierra Zulu is here. Here at the home.
Station calling. I got Kilo Echo 8, and that was about it.
Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Okay, I got you in there.
Good afternoon. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Jim, kind of a long ways away from the storm right now, but monitoring. North of Leland.
Okay, Jim. I'll still put you on the list.
W1WOW is here, base of the peninsula.
Okay, I got you in there. Any other stations?
November 8, Bravo, Echo Golf, 5 miles north of Bel Air, Antrim County.
Okay, I've got you in there.
W8NWO, Mobile, East Jordan.
All right, Nelson, I got you, East Jordan. Also, are you aware that we are up on 800 as well?
Negative on Skywarn.
That's affirmative.
I'll go there now.
Okay, sounds good. Any other stations? Okay, again, just as a reminder, this is KDREH at Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Sierra Weather Network. We are under a tornado watch until 3 a.m. tomorrow. Also, there is a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Benzie County at this time. We are in condition yellow, taking check-ins at this time. However, if we do progress into condition red, we will go to a directed closed net and be calling stations in those areas. And we'll check in about 5 minutes. This is KDREH Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn, condition yellow. Sound like the station on the link. Go ahead, try again. Hi, this is KDREH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Sewer Weather Networks. In condition yellow at this time for a severe thunderstorm warning for Benton County. And we are also under a tornado watch until 3 a.m. And stations that checked in, do we have any other stations that are wishing to check in at this time?
NHGMH.
All right, Drake, got you in there. Somebody had an open mic.
NC County, I'll be standing by.
Can I confirm, was that a station in Manistee?
Affirmative. Manistee County, just south of the Benzie County line. The call sign is November 8, Romeo, Kilo, Delta.
N8RKD, I got you in there. Are you aware of the severe thunderstorm warning for your area?
Yes, I am. I have been monitoring for a while via EchoLink, so I'll be standing by, and I'm going to be quiet unless you need me for anything. This is N8RKD.
Okay, very good. If you, at any point in time you have hail or anything like that, please just break in and let us know. I'm going to keep checking with you once in a while here, too, to see how things are progressing.
Very good, I'll do that. I'll be standing by N8RKD.
KDR8 Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Go ahead.
I don't believe I gave you my location, but I'm here in Grand. I'm Andrew, so glad to be back on the net here. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Okay, I had you down as TC, but Ron's a better location. Got you in there. And do we have any other stations wishing to check in at this time? All right, again, this is KDRAH, Net Control, Northern Michigan Skywarn Weather Network. Condition yellow. And we will be standing by at this time, do another check-in in about 5 minutes. KDRAH.
NWS Gaylord will continues the severe thunderstorm warning for Benzie and Manistee counties. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 10:45 p.m. for Benzie and Manistee counties.
NWK, test. KPHSPJ, is that control?
Station calling, go ahead.
I am located in Essex City, Benzie County. We'll be monitoring the conditions here and forward any repeats until necessary.
Yeah, was that Bob, KB8SBJ? KB8SBJ, that's you. Can you maybe get on to EchoLink? Your signal was really weak into the repeater. If you could get on to EchoLink, we've got that all hooked up.
I don't have anything set up for EchoLink. I don't have anything, no provisions for that on my phone or my laptop or anything.
Okay, no problem. We'll listen for you on here. N8APX, Katie Darius.
N8APX, go ahead.
Yeah, you take the net for about 5-6 minutes.
Affirm, I've got the net, N8APX. Any stations that need to give reports urgently, please call N8APX.
N8APX, SVJ, SVJ.
Go ahead, SVJ. Yeah, go ahead, Bob. KV8SVJ, N8APX, go ahead.
Very well. I just made a change to it. What is better now?
Seems to be about the same. Not much change there, Bob.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu. I'm also scaled to Scott concerning parts of the storm more down south, but it's still in our county warning area. Concerns of embedded tornadoes and damaging winds are the main threats in this. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
N8APX copies that report.
Charlie!
Get out of there.
Did you
what it's going to do. I'm going to leave that here. If it goes off,
NA8APX, KB8SVJ.
KB8SVJ, NA8APX, go ahead. SVJ, APX, go ahead.
Yeah, I just got the EchoLink hooked up on my phone here. I just wanting for a radio check, see how I'm getting in. KB8SVJ.
Loud and clear, sir. Got you. Good copy. Thanks.
Okay, I am in Benzie County, southeast corner of Benzie County. I'll be monitoring here and forward any reports.
I would greatly appreciate it. It looks like you guys are going to be getting it first, so if you get any significant wind that way or if you get any hail of any size, obviously don't go out, you know, to retrieve it. But if you can give me an estimate on any hail, that would be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay, copy that. I'll be on the lookout. KB8SVJ.
N8APX. Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are still currently under two severe thunderstorm warnings for Benzie and Manistee counties, and still under a tornado watch for the majority of our area. N8APX.
N8WK.
N8WK, go ahead.
I just came on frequency, just wanted to let you know I'm here.
Copy. What is your location, sir?
Bryant Park, Traverse City.
Copy. Appreciate it.
New severe thunderstorm warning for Wexford County until 11:30 p.m. 60 mile per hour wind gust and penny sized hail. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra.
Net Control acknowledges that update. Appreciate it. N8APX.
Tornado tag possible in that warning 2. Remain alert for tornadoes. Tornadoes can develop quickly from severe thunderstorms. So a PSA from that warning. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Net Control copies the tornado tag attached to that severe thunderstorm warning. Thank you.
Severe thunderstorm continues for Manistee and the other one, Benzie. 60 mile per hour winds and 10-8 tail. QLO is KC Arizona.
This is KDREH, Net Control for the Northern Michigan Skywarn Severe Weather Network. We are still currently in condition yellow. We'll be assuming Net Control for a few minutes here. I am mobile spotting at this time in the Buckley area, so if we still have a station in Manistee that's on, do you have any further reports of what's going on your way?
KGHCW is mobile. I got to go home, which is right in Beulah.
Okay, you guys are still under a severe thunderstorm warning with a tornado potential attached to it. So just as a heads up, you got some weather headed your way.
Yep, I'm looking at it on radar here. My wife says there's not much happening as of 3 minutes ago, but the radar is showing different now.
Yeah, it stalled for a little bit, but it's picking back up intensity pretty good.
APX is currently expired at Benzie and Manistee. Three of them still warning. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey 0-0.
N8XB Skywarn, go ahead with your traffic, sir.
APX currently canceled Manistee and Benzie County. Three of them still warnings. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey 0-0.
Okay, sir.
Most of that was garbled. Would you repeat, please?
KAPX has canceled the severe thunderstorm warnings for Benzie and Manistee counties.
Roger, copy. The severe thunderstorm warnings have been canceled for Manistee and Benzie. Thank you.
Very welcome. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Sierra 2.
N8NXP, Skywarn Net Control. At this time, APX has just reissued Benzie and Manistee County severe thunderstorm warnings. They have reissued severe thunderstorm warnings for Benzie and Manistee County. N8NXP.
Update on the severe thunderstorm warning for Wexford County. Moving northeast at 35 miles per hour, 60 mile per hour wind gust and penny sized hail. Got rid of the severe possible tag. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey.
N8NFC, N8NFC, Jeff, are you still on channel?
N8NXP.
Can you do a status check on REA? I haven't been in contact with them on several in a while. Can you check them on 800, please?
Toby, I'm having trouble understanding you. Try it again.
I got him. I got him. BSU, I'm in constant contact with him. He's good right now.
Okay, copy that. Thank you. I hadn't heard from him, so I want to make sure he's okay. Thanks.
Yep, he's feeding me reports as we speak right now, so he's good. Thank you, N8APX.
Okay,
N8APX. Net Control, this is Kilo Echo Whiskey Sierra Zulu. We just had wind gusts 25 to 30 miles per hour here. Start blowing trees really hard. Nothing's been damaged yet. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Location on that, if you would, please.
Gone over on 633 Blair Town Road.
Copy, thank you.
Very welcome. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu. National Weather Service in Gaylord, Michigan has a special marine warning for the Bay of Grand Traverse County until 12:45 p.m. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing waterspouts was located a line 15 miles north of South Manitou Island near Mount Manitou Island, 60 nautical miles southeast of Pyramid Point, moving north at 30 knots. Water spouts, wind gust 34 knots or greater in small hail. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
Okay, yeah.
Tornado watch has been canceled for Grand Traverse County, Wexford, Leelanau County, Manistee County, and Benzie County. Kilo Echo 8 Whiskey Sierra Zulu.
This is KCAVSU, North Michigan Skywarn, calling Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, are you on frequency still, Jim?
Alpha Charlie 8, yeah, still on frequency. I was about ready to check out. The storm has kind of passed through me.
Okay, any issues, any hail or anything, or just heavy rain?
More of a thunder and lightning, moderate rain, less than a half an inch total. Kind of just a good thunderstorm.
That's the best news to hear. Okay, thank you, Jim. Have a good night. You checked out KCAVSU, North Michigan Skywarn.
Net Control from N8RKD. This is N8RKD. Everything seems to have wound it down here at the Manistee Benzie County line, so I'm going to check now out now with your permission. N8RKD.
N8RKD,
RKD, KCAVSU. Go ahead with your traffic, sir.
Okay, severe thunderstorm warning for Gladwin, Roscommon, and Mississauga County until 12:45 p.m. 60 mile per hour wind gusts. And that's all. Hail size less than three quarters of an inch. Kilo Echo Whiskey, 0-0.